How's it going?
It's great to have you on the show, Jack. So, John Wick 4, a massive film that was delayed by a couple of years due to the, you know, the thing that we shall not name that happened for 3 years. But, Keanu's back.
Yeah, he's back. He also, another reason this was delayed was Keanu was working on The Matrix Resurrections.
True.
Had to go back and do some more things for that, so got pushed back a bit longer because of that movie.
There was reshoots, wasn't there?
A couple bits of reshoots, yeah, but well worth the wait. So in this film, John is once again up against the high table, and he comes up with a way, he finds a loophole in which he can win his freedom.
Nice.
But before that, he has to go up against the Marquis de Gramont, who's like the new enforcer of the high table, who's got all these resources and powers, and it turns a lot of John's friends against him.
Okay. I think that's why I thought it was the final installment, because he was trying to win his freedom. So I figured, right, it's going to be Dunsky's. No more about the high table. That's it. So, you know, but I guess I was completely wrong.
Yeah. Well, no spoilers or anything, but how the movie ends, I would like it if this was the last one. I would really appreciate it if this was the last one, because they ended in such a good way.
Ah, tied everything up in a neat little bow?
But yeah, this was everything an action movie should be and then some. Like, John Wick has consistently raised the bar when it comes to action films, like in terms of lighting, camera work, cinematography, and of course the stunts, which Keanu does a lot of himself. And in this, they might be next level. They are so good, and he's got some great people to play with. The always incredible Hiroyuki Sanada has some amazingly awesome sequences in Osaka. Donnie Yen, one of the best Hong Kong action heroes of all time, he gets a lot to do in this movie. He's very likable, very fun.
It has a really, really good cast, and they brought back one of Keanu's Matrix buddies for this film, I see.
Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne, the Bowery King. He first showed up in Chapter 2, and he's just been so much fun to have a fun character. They just kept bringing him back, and the series is all the better for it. And well, speaking of cast, I'd be a fool not to say rest in peace to the incredible Lance Reddick, who plays the concierge Charon in the movie. He's not in Chapter 4 that much, but that's not anyone's fault by any chance. And so rest in peace, and thank you for that incredible shotgun sequence in Chapter 3.
Yes, yeah, I've seen that circle around the internet. It is that good. I gotta say, Keanu is just known for creating some of the best action sequences in general. Like, you've got to think back to The Matrix with that incredible slow-mo scene where he's bending back, and that gets parodied in so many different things. It was parodied in Everything Everywhere All at Once last year, and with that won an Oscar. So, come on. I mean, this man... Has Keanu won any Oscars?
No, he hasn't. But if there were Oscars for stunt and fight choreography, Keanu would win all of them. There's a sequence that's shot from a top-down view in a house, and John's got a shotgun loaded with dragon's breath, and it was just incredible. And then that gets followed straight up by this mesmerizing stunt involving a flight of stairs. So be on the lookout for it.
Oh, I definitely will. I definitely will. It's definitely a tango when it comes to stunt choreography. And, you know, it's just, I can't believe he hasn't won an Oscar. This is like the Leonardo DiCaprio thing all over again.
But Keanu, and on top of that, it's been laughed about that John doesn't really say a lot in his movies. He did in Chapter 1, but from then on, he's let his actions do the talking, and that is very much the case throughout the juggernaut 169-minute runtime of this film. It's Keanu barely speaks, and when he does, he mostly only says one word.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Like, that's all. John just says, in different tones, and you know exactly what he's thinking.
That's a testament to acting then, you know, the inflections, the tones, the, you know, body positioning, facial expression, all that kind of stuff. So that's really cool. That's great.
Yeah, it's really great. And a lot of the Keanu's performance and everyone's is boosted by brilliant direction from Chad Stahelski, who was actually Keanu Reeves' stunt double on The Matrix. So he's had a long-standing relationship with Stahelski and his company, 8711, and they have just consistently raised the bar in terms of practical action and a lot of that comes from the cinematography. This film's shot by Dan Lauston, who is a veteran of Guillermo del Toro. So
yes,
they've stripped away that grey, murky palette that's in a lot of action films today and created this. And every scene looks like it takes place in a nightclub. There's a lot of bright, flashing neon lights in this.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's really gorgeous to look at.
I've noticed a lot of action films seem to use those grayscale, dusty-looking films to hide some of the stunt choreography where it might be a little janky. So that's really refreshing to hear that it's bright and light and you can see everything, because that was one of my gripes with, like, Mobius. You couldn't see what was going on. So, you know, that's great. I'm excited to go and see this. We'll actually finish the series, to be quite honest, to start off with. But that's really refreshing. It might be, hopefully it's a new trend that pops off within action sequences.
Yeah, well, I was doing a bit of reading, and, you know, after films like this and The Grey Man, not The Grey Man, The Batman, I should say, sorry, The Batman, like,
we're sort of
getting, you know, more bright and gorgeous cinematography.
Yep.
Where, you know, like, the lighting and the colours play a big part in the mood of the sequence. There's a sequence in Osaka, a 20-minute-long sequence in Osaka in Chapter 4 that will take your breath away. I really hope you get to see it.
Oh, I do too. I love Japan. Absolutely adore it. Can't wait to go back. But yeah, Japan is known for neon flashing bright lights, big bright cities, and just popping colours. So I'm glad that transpires on screen. That's fantastic. They're keeping true to what's really there, which is awesome.
Normally I talk about any issues I have, but I'm genuinely struggling to think of anything I didn't love about this movie. And all I can say is, if you haven't seen it, do yourselves a favor and go and check it out. You will not regret it. Awesome. Long movie, 2 hours and 49 minutes, but it will fly by.
Awesome. Thanks, Jack. And what are we talking about next week?
We are talking about, and continuing the trend of Pedro Pascal being the ultimate TV dad. The Mandalorian Season 3 finale dropped this week, and this season's been a little divisive among fans, I think it's fair to say.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see a little bit of differing views on that, because I am very behind.
You got a week to catch up. I think we might bring Gemma in for this one, because we've got conflicting views about this particular series, this season. So it might be interesting to discuss that between the three of us and get those kind of views. So it'll be a divisive one, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be a good chat.
It will be. Thank you very much for your time, Jack. You have a lovely rest of your day.
You too. Cheers.